Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. And this is Snap Pea episode 15.
Woohoo, 15! This podcast contains truth, laughter and swearing, especially when you're in lockdown Melbourne. Yes. To all those lovely peas who are encouraging us to do Snap Peas.
This is for you.
This is for you because we know you probably live in Melbourne. I'm pretty sure this episode is coming out on the day that we thought we would be coming out of our 6 week lockdown and the beginning of our new 2 week lockdown.
And we're not.
And the roadmap or whatever.
Yes.
So I was saying to Mandy, I printed the roadmap, put it where the calendar used to be.
That is a great idea.
And I'm like, well, what's happening? What are the dates?
Well, I don't understand.
I can't understand.
I can't remember them all.
No.
And when he announced it last Sunday, I just tuned out after.
I was like, what is this?
I didn't understand.
What bubble? What?
What?
Yeah, so the roadmap is good, but it's still not clear because.
But it's also like the end dates for things. So if it gets better, it could be a bit earlier. And so that's confusing.
And it's not even the end date because if it's not 2 weeks of under these cases. So I think these 2 weeks that we're in. We have to have between 30 and 50 a day to go to the next. I don't know. Anyway. You see, it's confusing for us, but I've got the roadmap up on the wall.
I need to get one too.
And, yep, you can go print them out. I mean, you know, it's not pretty, but it's.
So if you live in anywhere else in the world, Melbourne is under the strictest lockdown of anywhere in the world at this point in time.
At this point in time,
and
we
actually
are.
The amount of time, the days, is potentially going to be longer than Italy was.
Yep.
Etc. So it's pretty significant.
Yes. And I think of the people who are in those first suburbs.
Yes.
They've been locked down 3 weeks longer than us.
That's right.
So, wow.
So when he was speaking last night, Daniel Andrews is our premier, or I just like to call Prime Minister because I'm not listening to anything the Prime Minister says.
He's
irrelevant to me.
He's the leader of our state.
Yeah, he's the leader of our new country.
Of our new country.
Hookturn. What's it called?
Hookturnistan.
Yeah, yep.
Yep.
Anyway, it's confusing because people are, you know, he's doing the wrong thing and then there's everyone who's saying he's doing a great job. It's just very confusing.
And I don't want that at
the moment. I don't want that either.
I just haven't got the mental energy to
deal
with the haters.
Me either. I can't argue with people. I just can't.
And we can't change it, right? So this is what it is. This man who's been elected, whether you voted for him or not, has decided to do this. It's what him and his government thinks. We live here. That's it. I don't constantly put posts up on Facebook because it's, you know, it's tiring. We're all sick of it. But there were 70 cases today when Mandy and I are recording. Right. So, you know, we we don't want to get sick. We don't want people we love to get sick.
No.
So, and I know.
And also remember, I have the gift of discernment.
That's right.
If you remember that. Yes, and that I means do. That I know if yes. you're a dickhead when I meet you. That's how I have.
That's Mandy's gift.
That's my spiritual gift. My gut feeling is that he's not a bad man.
Yeah.
He's trying his best.
In a bad situation.
And he has to get out of this.
Mm.
So you might say, who gives a shit about your gift, Mandy?
Yep.
But that. And you're wrong because of all these things.
Yes.
I feel for his children and his wife.
Yep.
Because they're not seeing their dad.
No, and there's a lot of.
And how can that be easy for them?
A lot of hatred going around. Yeah. And, it is really tough. But the truth is, even the haters are like, oh, yeah, we can't get out yet. Like, yeah, no one thinks we can be out of lockdown yet.
Yeah.
So, actually, we are all in agreement with at the moment Melbourne needs to stay in lockdown.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
We are still in lockdown. Our kids are still being remote schooled.
And did you see the 7:30 report did that beautiful song with that little boy singing? Oh, my gosh. Just this. I miss the city.
It's a beautiful video for those of you who don't live in Australia or watch the 7:30 report of the city of Melbourne empty.
Empty.
And just this beautiful little boy singing in St. Paul's Cathedral,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's from the Australian Boys Choir.
And it's very, very moving.
It was
you will
moving.
Cry.
Yeah.
So, and I know there are people who live overseas who wish that their governments
exactly
would look after them like this.
We know that.
So,
yeah,
we're thinking of you too.
Well, that's why we're just getting on with it.
That is,
you know,
yep.
And
yeah,
we actually have our own barometers about what is really difficult in life.
Yep.
And so I think then we can draw on that.
Yep.
Because actually, I've been through harder stuff seeing my girls. Suffering,
oh, definitely,
in suffering.
Mandy.
And at the moment,
hours and weeks in hospitals.
You know,
and,
so yeah. At the moment, everyone is well in my house.
Yes.
So I can remember that.
Yeah. And I think as well, it's become a little bit normal.
Yeah, it has. So, it's that institutionalized.
Yes,
stuff.
It is.
Yeah. I was almost a bit fearful to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, you know, you go for a walk, you go to your local supermarket, you might go to the chemist. That's literally
there
it.
There you go. Yeah, that's
there's,
it.
You know,
we've had like a few part, like a Zoom 10-year-old birthday,
yes.
Our neighbours turning 11. I was like, what are we going to get them?
I know.
And so I just like Miss Nine and I went to the IGA. What's their favourite chocolate?
I know.
Gets a nice soap.
I know.
I'm like, what is this, wartime? It
I
feels
know.
Like
it's
it.
It's just, well, because all of our shops are closed for those
all
of you
the shops
outside
are shut.
Melbourne.
Yeah.
And there is click and collect, but you've got to be organised and do it early.
Yes.
And you're also not allowed to go 5 kilometres from home. So we are lucky we've got the beautiful coffee apple, but that's not appropriate for every gift.
I did that
that's
yesterday and got
yes.
and so they got, I got it today. So we went drove at the back of the shop.
Yes.
And then they bring it, you ring them, they bring it out and put it on the roof
yes.
or the bonnet so you don't have to touch. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
It's
shout out to them. They got it to me quickly. So
yes, amazing. But not every gift, you know, what if you need to buy something for Father's Day?
Yeah.
Or, like everything's just caught up in the post as well.
I said to Darren on Father's Day, all your presents are from the middle aisle of Aldi. Thank you.
Yeah, because yeah, it doesn't matter.
No.
I think we always know it doesn't matter.
It really, but it's actually brought all of that to life.
It really
does.
It
doesn't really matter. Actually, it really is the thought that counts.
It really is.
So to have a little, we've wrapped 3 little presents for our neighbour tomorrow. We bought 2 cards from the IGA, so she had an extra card.
Yeah.
Those little thoughtful things.
Yeah, and it's.
You know,
I mean, it is, it's a lot for us to take in, but it's also good that we're all doing it together. So there's no one else in Melbourne. Like it was.
Well, it is now that I've unfollowed everyone from the rest of Australia on social media.
Sorry, but we can't see it.
We can't see it. Everyone's saying it. We can't.
And it's just, I even went on a Snapchat rant to a couple of my friends and said, I don't want to see these bloody ads. I don't want to see ads for KFC with people in a restaurant.
No.
I don't want to see. The ads need now to be specific to Victoria. You do not see a person in this city or state without a mask. That needs to be reflected in the ads. I'm angry at the advertisers.
Get with the times.
Because I'm like, I'm not buying your shit.
Fair enough. You've offended me at my rawest time.
You have.
Yes.
You know what? Do a crapper ad
it's
that you
offensive.
Shoot on your iPhone. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just put it up for Victoria.
Yeah, it's
because
offensive.
It's not reflecting our life.
No.
And all the stupid travel, like luxury escapes and stuff.
What?
I can't go more than 5Ks from my house. I will never book with you again. Stop emailing me.
Do they not realize that
they
we'll remember all this?
We, it's, Yeah.
I feel like we're going to come out different people.
100%
And I'm wondering what our relationship with the rest of Australia is going to be like.
And we do
love
you.
And I don't mean that for the peas.
The peas have sent us all beautiful support.
I know. I sound like a bitch. But I just think truly.
I know.
What does that mean?
Oh, and people do all those memes. Oh, Victoria's let us down.
We've actually obeyed
the rules so much. Oh, I don't know anyone cheating anything.
No one.
We're all trying to get this virus down. And if this was happening in your city, you know, and if it does, there is a chance this could happen. You will just see Melburnians supporting you because, you know, like we've said before, we have been on some sort of restriction since March.
Yep.
It's September.
Our children are home.
They've had 3 weeks of school, except for the kids at special school who've been able to go, or the kids with additional needs who've gone a few more days.
Yeah, or parents that are, you know, essential workers.
Yes.
I still walk past our primary school and see kids and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's very weird, isn't it?
Okay, they're all going.
Yeah. But it must be so weird
for
them.
Even Miss Nine, she said, I don't want to see them. No. I said, I know.
And they're doing Zoom school at school. Horrible. And all their friends are at home in their jammies.
Yes.
No one's winning. Anyway, we hate to sound flat, but
we are.
The truth is we may not be
able to. You want us to do snap peas. You have to accept us the way we are.
I mean, we can't get our hair cut till the end of October.
You should see how grey I am. I'm almost deciding to go grey. I know Lisa's listening. She will not like that. No. She told me she had to wait till I was 50.
Yep.
But I think that's what all hairdressers say. So you keep coming to them. I love it. Just joking.
Yeah.
She's offered to give me some colour and she's in my 5K so I could get some
get it
and
from
do it. Yeah.
That's just a weird.
But I also kind of want to mark the moment.
I know. This is what
you
it's
going
to be like.
I feel like I actually want the world to see what is going on. I feel like this is going to sound awful, but I feel like everyone I'm talking to on FaceTime looks drawn.
Yeah.
I was going to say haggard. I mean myself.
Yeah.
Too, when you're looking back at yourself, everybody looks drawn. We look pale.
Well, yeah.
And we look sad.
And because even when we go out, remember, we've got a mask over most of our face and then it's not hot in Victoria, so we probably can't get any vitamin D. you know?
Today I was in the IGA and a little toddler, maybe like a 15-month-old, sort of waved.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, no, I had to. I pulled the mask down and I said, hello.
Yeah, I know.
Everything in my being cannot talk to a toddler with a mask on.
I know.
What are they thinking?
I know. And that this will just be normal for them. They won't remember seeing adults
thinking?
With masks. They won't remember.
They need to see our faces. It makes me want to cry.
I know. There are some adaptive masks with the mouth.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, I just pulled it down. Sorry.
Still socially distanced.
Yeah,
of course.
I was, of course. Yes. I wouldn't harm her.
And you want masks? We've got them in the shop, you know.
Yeah.
Hate to get onto our own.
Let's maybe cheer it up and let's have a speak pipe or something.
Yeah. Yes, let's have a speak pipe.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's Sarah here from Stage 4 Restrictions in Melbourne.
Yay, hi, Sarah.
I was listening to one of your episodes recently where Kate was talking about sex education with her boy. And when she started talking about pollen being air sperm, some people were allergic to air sperm, I could not stop laughing. I was standing in Audi with my legs crossed, laughing, tears rolling down my face. I think everybody in Audi were having a real good scare.
They're used to it.
I still just every now and again just start laughing about it. So, ladies, thanks for the laughs and the truth telling. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Keep going.
Yep. We've had a lot of messages that people are allergic to air sperm, so who knew?
Especially in Melbourne. It's one of the highest air sperm places
in
the world.
It is.
Yeah. We have a lot of allergies here. Clarentine, knock your socks off.
Yep.
Is that what you say? Knock yourself out.
Knock yourself out. And we had our beautiful Matt live pee, and he was like, yeah, I'm allergic to sperm on my face.
Of course he did.
Of course he did. Oh. Yeah.
I want to read out a little message that we got through our supporter app.
Yes.
From beautiful Alana, who has been a big supporter of our podcast. I just want to shout her out. She's got three little girls at home in Stage 4 Melbourne. She said, Mandy, I was feeling a little bit flat this morning after a few wake-ups with my little one and facing the day ahead with my three. Anyhow, as we arrived back from our neighbourhood walk, we discovered a delivery from a friend at our door, a gingerbread making kit from Fergus and Blair. It made our day. The girls loved it and I wanted to pay it forward forward to someone else, and I thought of your Miss Nine. Mm. I realised she might be too old for gingerbread. No. So if that's the case, she can order whatever she likes from wherever she likes. It's just a small amount of money, but I hope it puts a smile on her face. And she put the money in our supporter app for that.
She did. So beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
So when we get around to...
Oh, well, I will order
it. Mandy will order it and then put a photo up.
Yeah, I definitely will. So thank you, Alana. What kindness.
Yeah.
And we just want to say, if you live in another state and you know families in Melbourne, just send them something.
Send them something.
Yeah, not us. We're okay. No.
Yeah.
We don't mean that. We just mean if you've got a family member or you've got someone, you could just send them just a bunch of flowers or something.
Yeah, a card in the mail.
Yep. Just to let them know that you're thinking of them. That stuff makes our day because we literally are home 23 hours a day.
We are.
So if a little parcel comes, we're so happy.
We really are. And I was saying to Mandy, I was watching the Teeny Tiny Stevies, which hopefully you will follow because they're a beautiful Melbourne kids band and they just have – they're funny.
Yeah, they are
funny. Their Instagram stories
are funny. And
they're
awesome women and they love us. They follow us and they're supportive.
And we love them. They've got a lovely lockdown song too. But
they're clever, you know, because they're clever women and they've got small children and they've realised we need to write songs about the real shit.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah,
they're really, really good. But I think Beth from the Teeny Tiny Stevies was like teary and she was on her Instagram story. Someone from Sydney sent me flowers.
Yes.
And I think... everyone's so vulnerable. So,
you know, really think about it.
If you know someone that lives in Melbourne,
just surprise them.
Yeah, surprise them.
Yeah.
So, because it's a bit boring.
And even if you don't have the money, then just a text,
a bit emoji message.
Of you.
You know.
Or I'm happy to Zoom you if you've got a day where you're feeling a bit low.
Yeah.
Let's do a FaceTime or something.
Yeah. So, I think
the fear is that we're being forgotten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we can't see our friends. So if you live outside of Victoria, you can see your friends.
You can go out to cafes.
Yeah.
Your kids are going to school.
You can have someone at your house. Your children are going to school. You can go to the gym.
It's just unbelievable to me.
It feels like that will never happen here.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine it happening, I suppose is a coping mechanism and that's fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you want to send someone a card that lives in Melbourne, please do.
But my psychologist is like, this will end, Mandy. Yeah. And I was like, but I can't, we can't really go there. She's like, this will end.
Yeah, but I think at the moment it's a really protective thing to just go, I'm going to cope this week.
Yeah.
And get through this week.
Today. Yeah.
And I'm going to cope today.
Yeah, I feel like just cope until the end of the school holidays, although I'm pretty much out, sorry to say. And I have to say I had a massive laugh this week when I was talking to Michelle, my friend from Michelle's Sweet Treats.
Yep.
And we were talking about school interviews because it's interview week.
It's interview week here in
Melbourne.
Right?
And I said, what are we going to say? And she said, they need to be calling and booking in with me.
Yeah.
Because I have been the teacher.
I agree.
And I laughed so loud. I was like, damn straight. I thought, I'm going to send you the try booking. And I'm going to say, you can talk to me between 4 and 5:15.
Yep.
I'm having tea between 5:30 and 6:30. And I'll give you a little roundup of how well everyone's gone. I'll tell you where they're all up to.
Because when I ask you how my child's doing, you don't know, do you? Because I'm teaching them.
Actually, bad.
Well, I said to our...
We laughed for ages. I was like, you're right.
I know. Well, I just haven't booked any.
I know. I feel bad, but anyway.
And I know a lot of P parents will relate. Every day is parent-teacher interviews for me, right?
It's actually
so we
the
have
truth.
Constant contact with the school.
That's right.
And I just thought, you think I'm going to get on Microsoft Teams and put on makeup and talk to you when I have listened or spoken or emailed
and
to you
every
day?
And we see you on Zoom.
Day?
We can pop our head into Zoom every day.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I haven't even told them that I'm not booking.
It'll
I'm
just be pretty interesting to see how many people are doing it and who aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you were working full-time or your children were independent learners, you probably would be really interested to see how they had pivoted and what their work was like.
Yeah, because in terms of Millie, I don't really – like she's independent.
Yes.
Yeah, I probably should have booked hers in. She goes, I don't worry, Mum.
No.
I said, look, I promise you, year 11 and 12, I'll be all over it.
Bells on.
Okay.
But, it's just – anyway, we don't. And I think we're also fatigued by talking about school.
Oh, my gosh. I can't talk about it anymore.
About school.
I don't want to see another Google Doc.
No.
I don't want to see another WebEx code. No. I don't want a password that's tricky.
No.
Do you know what I make a very simple password for my clients. Mm. It's the same one.
Mm.
Not capitals. Don't give me abbreviations.
No.
I'm writing sticky notes everywhere. We've given up piano lessons. It's just, all too hard.
It's too hard. And then you've got to try and find a place.
But then there's other families that are doing really well.
I know there
are. And I think, oh no. And God, there's parents with whiteboards behind their kids. And then I think, oh my gosh.
I know. There are people doing a lot better than us.
Yeah, they are.
When it
actually
comes to managing their children's education. And hats off to you.
Yeah. I don't mean to criticize you. I'm envious.
Yeah.
I'm envious.
I'm a little bit critical.
Yeah. You're
no,
what?
I'm not. A little bit critical.
Well, I just think I don't know many
good
of our
you.
P families
no,
that are
no
like
P
that
families.
Because none of my friends with kids in special schools are feeling like we're kicking goals at all. We all feel like we're drowning.
Yep.
So if you have neurotypical kids and they're a good age gap apart, I can see how it probably would be okay.
Yeah. I'm sure you hate it.
Yeah.
And I know everybody hates it.
Yeah, but you're not riding them.
No, you're not.
And
you're not.
They're not crying about Zoom meetings.
No.
And I don't want to go on it. And
And look. Send us speak pipes if we're wrong.
Yeah,
I'd really like
us.
To hear because the only children that I've got at school at the moment are Buzz and Woody.
Yeah.
I don't have any other point of reference.
I have to say, though, that I feel I feel like our special school's done a tremendous job.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm
not
just
saying that.
No, but I'm just wanting to shout out that I think they've done a really good job. And especially Molly's teacher's done a good job.
Yeah.
So they've changed things.
Yeah.
It's
very difficult, although and just beware of this, teachers, you're on a screen. I did take a sneaky Snapchat
oh
and
my
send
gosh,
it to
Kate.
Mandy and Bryony. We had a teacher teaching on a treadmill. I was like, what?
I could not believe
Is
my
he walking?
Eyes. He's on a treadmill.
Was like, we're all locked down, mate. When none of us can leave the house.
Oh, imagine I was on a Zoom with my families and said, okay, let's talk about your baby sleeping, and I was on a treadmill.
I know.
You cannot.
And it's people are just losing what's
their
acceptable.
Mind. Like what?
But you can't go on a treadmill.
You can't teach children while you're on the treadmill.
No, you can't.
Bat bow.
No
deal. Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't believe
funny.
My eyes.
It was pretty funny. And I just think this is what you're seeing all the time, you know? Like, it is really, really funny.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I just took a phone call from my mum.
Yeah.
So Mandy and I had a little break. But just so you know what it's like outside of Victoria. And I know lots of you, even outside of Victorian aged care.
Yep.
You can't visit people.
Yeah.
But my nana's very unwell in aged care, and mum hasn't been able to see her for 7 months. And she's so sad, my mum. And she just said she's made an appointment to go and see her tomorrow because they think she's really failing. And she's like, it's not fair. She's my mum. I want to be with her. So 7 months.
And she said, I heard her say, I want to be with her all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I should be able to be with her all
yes,
the time.
Not
and
for
she
an
should.
Hour.
No.
Dressed up in
PPE. So, you know, and I know loads of you have gone through it.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to think that I just want people to know.
No, this is nothing. No, I'm not. No.
Yeah, sorry. Do you know what
I mean?
I
was about to say this is nothing special, but it is for you.
Yeah, but it's
terrible.
Thousands of Victorians
my
are going
through
it.
My auntie's stuck in a room.
Yeah.
So my cousin Wendy and my sister went and walked past and just waved to her through the window. She only moved into her aged care, at the start of this year?
Yes, bad
And we
time.
Were kind of, we were all, you know, mum was excited that there was activities to do and she was going to be looked after and safe and not in her home where she was on her own and then in a room.
Yeah.
This is not a way to end your life.
No, it's not.
She's not ending her life.
No,
but, you
know. But it's a big part of their life.
All these people have lived their life.
And they're the most vulnerable, so they can't come out. And we know it's no one's fault, but it's still horrible.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you're living somewhere where there's zero cases, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have that hope. Anyway, we're going to listen to a speak pipe from a lovely P, and then we're going to tell you about some pretty exciting awards.
Yes.
Hello, you gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous ladies.
Oh, must be speaking to us.
It's been amazing listening to all your podcasts. I started listening some time ago, even though I'm not a P.
Oh, thank
you. But I found learning.
Thank you, RP.
Something from every episode was just invaluable, and I've put other people in touch with the podcast as well.
Oh, thank you.
So when I listened to the ADHD episode with Lou, oh, my gosh, it was like my life with my son.
Right.
And he was diagnosed with ADHD in early high school, even though we knew something was not quite right. He was a very difficult child and found it very difficult once he got to high school. He coped with primary okay because he had the one teacher every year.
Yeah.
But once he got to high school and had to change classes, just was not going to work.
Hard.
And it didn't. Anyway, after listening to Lou, I thought, oh, my God, I am a P.
You are a P.
And I didn't know I was a P. So there you go.
Welcome.
My son's now 25. He's okay. He has a bit of borderline personality disorder, so we're still dealing with issues. I've just finished listening to one of the speak pipes where the lady lived in Brisbane and had quite a few holes in her walls, and I thought, oh, yeah, yep, know that.
Yeah.
In the beginning we used to make him help us fix them and because my husband's in the building trade so he could do that. And lately I was just fixing one myself up in his old bedroom, but I'd had it covered with a mirror because I just got over fixing things that were actually in his room.
Yeah.
I thought, well, he did it. He can live with it. Anyway, I've got that room now as a craft room because I love to crochet. I'm a mad crochet woman.
Good on you.
And I thought, oh, I'm just sick of looking at that mirror.
Yeah.
So I've actually started fixing it.
Good on you.
Ready to paint now. It's been a long time since he's put a hole in anything in our house, although he does live in an attic area that we have with his lovely, lovely, lovely girlfriend.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm just letting you girls know that you have made a difference in my life just listening to you guys and listening to you laughing and I am a P.
You are.
And I'm proud of it. Thank you, ladies.
Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to say that for people who don't understand that ADHD is a disability, it is. And it has a profound impact on people's lives. Not good, not bad, but a profound impact. And that impact deserves to be recognised like every other impact is. And so Mandy and I will continue to shout about it. Lou will shout about it. There are really amazing people out there trying to get this message across, but there are parents living without telling any of the stories.
Yeah.
Their stories are quiet and
they're hidden.
They're hidden and they are lonely.
Mm.
And that is not fair. Okay. So thank you for recording that message and welcome to the P Tribe.
Yeah.
Mandy and I got the most amazing email.
Oh.
I think it's top 10, isn't it? It really, really is top 10 of P emails that we've received.
Oh, my gosh.
And actually has had a big impact on everyone in our family.
Yes.
So a beautiful P. I don't know if she's in the hangout, but she's on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she just decided I'll read you her email. Dear Mandy and Kate, my name is Yasmin, but you might know me as YazzyF on Instagram. I was listening to your anti-rectum podcast and it finally hit me the enormity of what you guys mean about how ridiculous awards are. Attached are some awards for you lovely ladies and your beautiful children. I hope this brings you some laughter today. Obviously, these are very legit and can be placed in your CVs and resumes. Love, a rectum pee friend, Yaz. Well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 awards.
10 awards. Beautifully designed.
Oh, they're amazing. We'll take some photos of them and put them on the Instagram and Facebook.
We will.
But we're all laminating ours. Like we all.
Yes, I ran out of
laminating
paper.
Sheets. So I have to do a click and collect paper. At office work. Oh, just paper.
Yep.
Yep. So I'll read you. And the funny thing is, Mandy can tell you about her kids' reactions.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about mine.
Yep.
So I printed them out and gave them to Buzz and Woody, and they were just so shocked, silently reading, just reading, reading. And then Buzz said, "This is the most lit thing that anyone's ever given me."
Oh.
And Woody said, "Imagine if everyone in the world was like this and we could have a party with them in our house."
Oh, so
I cried and cried and cried when I read these awards, really cried, and it's the first time I've thought, I fucking love awards.
Meaningful, see?
So meaningful.
Yeah.
So, and then Buzz and Woody are like, "Can we laminate them and stick them on our beds?"
Yes.
And I said, "Yes, you can." So this is to Buzz. "World's best student and snow lover. This certificate is awarded to Buzz Jones in recognition of hard work and dedication in online learning and keeping your super outgoing mother entertained during lockdown. This certificate was awarded from a huge fan of your mum's podcast. You probably don't listen to her podcast, so I'll give you the summary. This way you can cheat and pretend you do listen. Your mum chats about you and your brother with immense pride. She talks about everything you've accomplished in life." See, I can't even read it.
Oh, see, crying.
"In life and has brought her great joy."
Yeah.
"Buzz, you're going to do amazing things with your life and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. P.S. I hope you can go to the snow real soon. You deserve all of the chupa chups and snow holidays in the world." Can you imagine?
I know.
I can't read them all, but we...
Yeah.
It's been beautiful. She wrote a beautiful one for Mandy and I.
Yes, she did.
And she wrote one for Scholarship, the number one daughter, and Woody, sound engineer. Yep. So thoughtful. You are just the most thoughtful person. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And what did Molly think, Mandy?
Oh, so you want to read her one?
I'm going to find it. "World's best teenager. This certificate is awarded to Molly Hose in recognition of your sheer determination to accomplish everything you set your mind to at life. Your amazing sense of humour and joy you bring to other people's lives does not go unnoticed. This certificate was awarded from a fan of your mum's podcast. Don't tell your mum this, but a huge part of why I love her podcast is you. Molly, you're a beautiful and determined human being. Your mum speaks of you with so much love. You're going to do amazing things and conquer the world. I know online learning must be hard right now, and I'm sure you miss your friends, but I want you to know that there are people out there like me cheering you on. I hope I can meet you one day so I can tell you in person how beautiful, strong, and amazing you are." Yep, and they're all like that, okay? She took so much time to write beautiful, beautiful things about us and
so
our
I
children.
Read that to her, and it was just kind of, she was silent.
Yeah.
And then you sort of hugged her.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, we must have gone out of the room or something. And then she came back into the room crying.
Yeah.
And she said, "That just gave me a boost of confidence."
Oh.
Oh. But she was really crying.
Yeah. We were all really moved.
Really. And so I got her and I just did a little voice message and emailed it to Yasmin to say thank you.
Oh.
And then Miss Nines was beautiful as well. Oh, and she was just silent.
I know.
You know, you don't really, your children are normally wriggling or jiggling or.
Yeah.
Both of them were just silent.
Yep. We were silent too. And I just put it on number one daughter and Scholarship's desks.
Yeah, gorgeous.
And gave it to the sound engineer. Also chuffed.
I know.
I just think, yeah, it's it's just a piece of paper, but it's really, really, really important.
And Millie's was funny. And yeah. I was talking about her having sass. And
yeah.
It was very clever.
Yeah, they were all clever.
They were and all very
she really
clever.
Knows she our really children.
Listens to
yes.
us. I know.
They were beautiful. So Mandy and I are going to laminate them and put them yep. in the pod bar.
Yep, we are. And we'll post some.
We will post some.
Yeah.
So we can post them all in the hangout.
Yeah. Yeah. Just our thank hangout. You. Thank I mean, you. Our kids don't, like, for Molly, that when does that ever happen?
Never. Buzz and Woody never win awards. Never, 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 never. Never. And this one actually, it was
about their
them.
Strength. Yes.
And they loved it. So take heed, teachers.
Yeah.
These awards brought us to tears.
Yes.
And our children were overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
So you can do it.
Yeah.
You can give awards that actually are meaningful.
Yeah.
If not, I'll give you Yasmin's email address. And she can become the award writer.
She's got the gift.
She has the gift. Her spiritual gift is giving out awards.
Well, when we win the podcast award, we'll she can come along.
She can come along.
The podcast Olympics.
The podcast Olympics. Podcon. Whatever. Call them what you will.
Oh, it was just incredibly moving.
It wasn't. Yeah. Thank you doesn't seem enough.
No.
But we really are really,
so
really
I thought
grateful.
She might get a kick out of hearing Molly thank her. So you yeah. gave me a boost of confidence.
Yeah. Aww. She gave all of us a boost
she
of confidence.
She did.
Yep. She was amazing. They're amazing.
And the fact that she just took her time to think about it yes. and then come back in crying.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, they really, really love them.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny because I printed them out. And then the sound engineer's dog jumped on
oh.
them. And Woody goes, well, now they look like they're ours. I said, don't worry, I'll print them out again
that
to laminate
true.
Them.
It's true. They're so observant.
So observant.
I know. They just, and they're witty.
They are witty. Oh, so gosh. Hopefully we've brought you some joy. I feel like we've been a bit down, but
I
you know what?
We have. But
we are in lockdown.
We are. I don't know. What can we? We're just
no,
ourselves.
I want to say thank you. There's a beautiful pea friend, Carrie, that listens, and she was breeding the chickens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so
oh,
they're patched, and
Carrie?
She's like sent me photos of the chickens.
Oh.
And now she's like, do you want a couple, Kate? So I might get a couple more chickens from
that's
her.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So she's enjoying lockdown with chickens.
Mm.
Everyone's doing it their own way.
They really are.
And I don't.
Oh, I've got a guinea pig story.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
Not... because not everybody knows this story.
Nor wants to.
I have to say it went off on my personal Facebook page,
yes,
this story.
It really did, Mandy.
Apart
you
from
got
mum.
A lot of comments.
Except from mum. Like.
Oh.
But anyway. Anyway, so we have one last guinea pig. We had like 12 at one stage. We had many, many babies.
Many, many
right,
guinea
we've
pigs.
We've had a few deaths
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
And we're down to the last one. His name is Cresty because he's got a crest on the top of his head.
Yes.
And you know, we don't really love him. But anyway, we do it. We do a good job.
Yes,
he's in the cubby house all night. He's
and
safe.
He, yep.
And he's out the front in
yep.
his little, he has a daytime, comes out. We
yep.
put him out every day and put him in every night
yep.
with all his veggies and everything. Anyway,
yep.
Millie had said to me last week, sorry to say, Mum, Cresty's got a big poo stuck in his bottom. But I don't, I just said, all right. And then I don't know.
Wiped it from my mind.
I just thought.
Magna doodle. Chunk, chunk.
Cresty's at the bottom of the stage four list. So I pick him up to put him into his cage. They're all on the front veranda.
Yeah.
And I turn him over and I said, oh, what is this? And she's like, I told you. And I was like, what? It, like his bum was like the size of, I don't know what, the bottom of a cup or something. Like it was enormous.
I didn't even know this could happen.
Oh, I'm telling you. Then it was just filled with poo. Now, you know, guinea pig poo. I
yeah.
mean, this is a story for the Times, people.
This is. Sorry. Put us on 1.5 if you don't want to hear this.
I'm telling you anyway because it's my podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, I'm not taking you to the vet for this. I refuse to pay big bucks. So I'm going to work this out. So
yeah.
I'm like, YouTube impacted poo. What do you know? Up it comes. It's a video. Goes to beautiful music. Talks you through. It's a very common thing for male guinea pigs, age between 2 and 3. He's 5. And this is what you have to do. So I took him inside. I wrapped him up in a little towel so he wasn't too scared. Yeah. But I had to wet his anus and then squeeze the shit out. And I tell you, it was satisfying.
The biggest pimple you've ever popped.
He was like, I was like, I'm sorry, Christy. I'm sorry. Anyway, everyone's cheering. We felt so happy.
Yeah.
He went back outside.
He looks happy.
He's really happy. So, look, I put it on my Facebook page. I said, look, time's a bit tough here in Melbourne, but this is what I had to do today. People were like, I had a prolapse, a chicken with a prolapse. And people were just, and Mum's like, this is way too much information for Facebook, Mandy.
Oh, wrong.
And I was
it's
like,
what we needed.
There's 120 comments. Like, well, you realise if you're in Melbourne, you can't just, your Facebook posts have got to be good. Right?
Oh, you're not like putting up a boring
post. We need
post.
Entertainment.
Yep.
We need things to distract us.
Yeah.
Just, it's got to be clever.
It's got to be
right?
clever.
So you've got to hit us with your best what's on my mind status. And that was mine.
So funny. And it was really good.
The funny thing was the YouTube clip, like, it's there. It told me exactly what to do. I was just so thankful.
What can't you do off YouTube?
Whoever made that, I'm very thankful. I've subscribed to them.
Give them a like.
I should probably give them some money or something because it probably saved me a lot of money.
Probably did.
Anyway, Christy's fine. We put it on Instagram stories, but for some people who don't have social media, we just thought
we'd let you
tell you this story because Principal Hose really outdid herself.
Yeah, she was a vet.
I was a vet. Everyone watched. You just think, what is going on in my life?
What is going on that I'm
And then someone wrote, man, do you really have a very different life to most people?
That's why I put it up.
It's funny. Oh, dear me. Anyway, now you have to remember, have visual of that.
Yeah, now you can have a little visual.
But if anyone else has an impact of guinea pig
speak,
poo.
Speak, pipe it in.
No, you know what to do. Tell us.
Yeah.
If you're a vet, tell me I did the wrong thing. It's been a week now. He's fine. And there's been all the little poos back. So
beautiful.
You
fixed him.
I did.
Good girl. If you want to lend
us. Kate's like, wrap that one
if
up,
if you
Mandy.
Want to send us a speak pipe, send us a speak pipe. We're probably going to do these during lockdown.
Yep.
If you don't live in Melbourne, you don't have to listen to them.
We've got awesome episodes for Thursdays, though.
Yep. Yeah, really good episodes for Thursdays.
We might have a break in the school holidays, but we might not. We just don't know.
Might be a week off.
Yeah, might be a week off. So
we don't
just,
know.
Like, don't be cross with us.
Yeah,
we
get.
Are, okay?
You don't get upset.
We're trying our best.
I'm bloody proud of us. Anyway.
I am really proud of us
because
if on paper, we should be the people that aren't doing this.
I know.
Right?
We should.
But we are.
I know. We don't want to, you know, be up ourselves here.
We don't, but.
Quite a bit of work to do this.
Yeah.
And we're all doing it. So
we are.
Thank you, Mandy.
No, thank you, Kate.
I know.
Goodness. It's just, I'm proud of us.
Yeah, I'm proud.
Yeah. And I'm proud of the peas
yes.
that are sending in speak pipes and emailing us
and
all that sort of stuff. And our peas that are our guests.
Yep. And those of you who are not in lockdown, enjoy your freedom.
Yes, my
you
gosh.
Have to go,
go to
rate
a cafe
and review.
For me,
go
please.
Go to a cafe. Put your
go
feet
the,
into a
I don't know.
Beach.
Can they go to the movies?
They can. Yeah,
oh, my they gosh. Can go to the what? Molly was like, I really want to go to the movies and have popcorn. I was like,
I know.
It's terrible.
Okay. They can just do normal stuff.
Enjoy.
All right.
Everything you do, just think, but then don't post it. Look, you can't win.
No, you can't win with us.
You can't win.
Go buy our masks.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you
on Thursday.
Stay
safe, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.